Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready. You're tuned in to Rose Colombo and the Justice Club at Freedomize Radio, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You've now entered the inner circle of American patriots. Here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's the Rose Colombo and the Justice Club, right here for you, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, God willing, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's noon to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, grab yourself a latte, a cappuccino, or a snack, and sit back and relax, because today we have a really special guest coming up at 9:30 a.m. on Authors Corner, Authors and Experts. And her name is Rhonda Reese, and Rhonda is an award-winning veteran in the field of public relations, and she's not only going to talk to us about her book, but she's also going to talk to us about book pirating, and so I bet you didn't even know that existed. So we're going to really learn a lot, because if you are thinking about writing a book or you've written books and maybe you ended up with a publisher that wasn't ethical, it does happen, and all your intellectual property and your work was not rewarded, this is the show for you. And 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, everyone is a book. You know, that's what I always say. Everyone is a book. You may be in your first chapter, just born, or you may be in your middle chapter or your last chapter. Who the heck knows in this crazy world? But anyway, I hope you'll listen in at 9:30 a.m. or 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because she has a wealth of information, and she is written and experienced in her field. Well, hi, everyone. We're back on Rose Colombo and the Justice Club right here at Freedomizer Radio, Block Talk Radio, and we're here for you. And now we're leaving the Justice Club, and we're entering into the world of Author's Corner, and we have a really special guest today, excited to have Rhonda Reese with us, and she is an award-winning veteran in the field of public relations. She's an independent in charge of Rhonda Reese Public Relations Company and Aseity Press Publishing. Rhonda is the author of an award-winning book, and the title is Profit and Prosper with Public Relations. That's Profit and Prosper with Public Relations. Now, you may be interested in that because everyone is a book, and you may be thinking about writing a book. This is Insider Secrets to Make You a Success, and it's also the recipient of the Publicist of the Year Award from the Bulldog Reporter publication for a media awareness campaign she orchestrated, attention to online book piracy. In addition, she is a past Irwin Award winner, Publicist of the Year from the Book Publicists of Southern California organization. So why don't we just get started, and let's say hello to Rhonda Reese. And hi, Rhonda, how are you today?
Well, just fine. How are you, Rose?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited about your topic and your book, especially being an author, and we just can't learn enough. And then, of course, we have so many people out there who are authors or are thinking about becoming an author, and so your information is invaluable. But, Rhonda, I read about a little bit about your career. Why don't you tell us a little more about your background and your career?
Well, as your wonderful introduction mentioned, I've been in the public relations business for many, many years, and I've worn a lot of hats, primarily representing clients maybe in business-to-business, consumer, industrial, entertainment, lawyers, financial planners, authors, you name it. And what's interesting right now is because I had spent my background representing other people, getting the word out about who they are and what they do or what their service is. And then I decided, well, you know, I think I have a book here with some material that I can share to others. And I've also given a lot of lectures over the years, giving speeches on the tools, techniques, and technologies of public relations. And so I decided to write a book and put the book out. And I started promoting my own book because of all the background experience I had in doing so. And in the middle of all this, I stumbled on a situation that happened to me and is happening to like thousands of other unsuspecting authors, and that's of online book piracy.
And why don't you tell us, what is book piracy?
Well, what I mean by that is, for example, I decided one evening to run a Google search on my book just to kind of see how the sales were doing online. So I plugged in the name of my book and the author's name, and I was just kind of scrolling through some things. But what popped out at me is that I, to my shock and surprise, my book was being offered for free as a download. If people would, you know, click on this or do that, they could get my book for free. And obviously this was unauthorized, but the website made it look as if it had my blessing. And my book had been copyrighted, and I went ahead and I trademarked the title and all that. So I knew that I had gone through all the proper channels. But what happened is this particular website that I stumbled on said that they had given away close to 600 copies of my book. You know, so naturally I was in shock because I never authorized it. And
right.
It wasn't just my book being given away for free, but I noticed there was a whole slew of other people's books also on the website. And it just kind of a light bulb went on, and I said, you know, if I didn't know anything about this, maybe these other authors don't know either. And so,
well, I just want to intervene right now and tell you that
sure.
happened to me, too, with my mm-hmm. book, and it is very shocking.
Yeah.
And so you've got to tell us more, because I didn't know what to do about that.
Well, exactly. The first thing is obviously shock, because you know you had nothing to do with that, but you think, how in the world did they get a hold of my book, and why are they doing this, and who are they, and what do I do, you know? So the first thing I did right away is I notified the company that helped me trademark my book to see, you know, they have legal people and things like that. But unfortunately, I only trademarked and registered my book in the U.S. And what is mainly happening with these pirating sites is that they're a lot of times overseas. And so what I did is I clicked around one of the sites, and then I showed what I found to some computer-savvy colleagues. And they recommended that I do something called a whois search. That's whois search to help me find out specific information about the bogus website. So what I was trying to find out is who the domain name belonged to, where and when it was registered, and when their internet address would expire. So after I did this, I sent out a few emails to try to locate the web hosting company. And then once I figured that out, it was suggested that I send them something called a DMCA takedown notice. And this stands for something called Digital Millennium Copyright Act notice. But this particular notice has to be worded a certain way. And obviously, I didn't know how to word it, but there's companies out there that charge a fee to help you word it. But luckily, I found a website that was called IP Watchdog. And IP Watchdog is founded by a patent attorney named Gene Quinn, and he actually had a sample DMCA takedown notice letter, and he let people use it and as a template and then insert their own information where appropriate. And so this was for free.
Mm.
So I tried that, and I sent it out, and it did the trick. At first, I sent out my own worded DMCA takedown notice, and it got rejected 3 times. But this time it did the trick, and then the culprits were required to remove my information within, like, 24 hours. And so once I sent out the DMCA takedown notice, the web hosting company had to notify them within the 24 hours and remove it. And so what I did is I went and checked again, and then I did see something that said to the effect, due to DMCA Copyright Act or whatever, information has been omitted or removed. But the trouble is that once that happens with one particular website, another one can pop up somewhere else, and you have to start this thing all over again.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yes, yes. Now, since that time period, this started happening a couple years ago when I noticed this, so I've been on this crusade for 2 years. But in the last 6 months, I came across a particular company out there that helps people and has this all organized, and they charge, I think they have a free trial, but they charge a nominal fee each month, and they scan the internet for you, identify these bogus sites, and will send out a DMCA takedown notice on your behalf. So it becomes a little bit easier. And then I don't know if I can mention company names, but I
sure.
You know, if any,
you can.
Okay, it's the Muso company, and they have this interesting service. And then there's another company called the Piracy Trace company, and they figure out if something has been plagiarized, or they run some sort of a computer service too that lets you know if they find anything. So they do have a free trial as well. So these are some companies out there that are doing something about it.
That's fantastic, because it is a real problem and people don't know it, and a lot of people don't even know it's happening to them unless they accidentally come across it. And
exactly.
I was doing what you were doing. I was just Googling around, and boom, there it popped up. And I was like, holy smoke, who are these people?
Yes, yes. And Rose, what I found is, because I've been involved in this cause for a couple of years, I've done a lot with social media and sending out regular press releases due to my PR background. And I staged a first ever Check Your Books campaign last April to coincide with World Book and Copyright Day. And I asked authors to kind of check their books during the month of April and let me know what they found. And I was very surprised to see that just about all these authors that tried it found the same thing.
Well, not only is it stealing your intellectual property and all your efforts and your knowledge and your work, and some people put years into their books like I did,
yeah,
with research and documentation and interviews and firsthand experience and so forth. And so they steal all of that, and then, you know, your efforts are gone without being compensated, and these people are thieves. They're total thieves.
They are, and it's kind of a silent crime that doesn't leave any fingerprints, because, you know, this is the problem. The web hosting company, there's laws in place or something where they're not obligated to tell someone like myself, the author and the publisher, who their client is. So even though we could get them to take it down, I still have no idea who these people are. And, you know, since that time a couple years ago, many have popped up for me. There was a count of like 83 bogus things.
My.
But I've seen at least 6 or 7. And you know, the first one I found came from the Netherlands. Another one was from Germany. Another one I noticed was from China. And
my goodness.
You know, all over the place. And so the trouble, as I say, I had my work copyrighted in the U.S., but this is international.
But even if you copyrighted it over in other countries, because there's companies that'll do that. The bottom line is that if they're corrupted criminals, which apparently they are, it takes like the some federal agency it must take some type of governmental agencies to shut these people down.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, what happened was initially when I discovered it the first time, I notified the Channel 4 News here in Los Angeles, and I got their consumer reporter, and he came out to my house to interview me. And once that piece aired on TV, I started connecting with some of these organizations. One was the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has a global IP center division that I teamed up with. I also made connections with the Authors Guild of America, Copyright Clearance Center, and things like that. These organizations are working tirelessly to try to help combat this problem.
Yes, and it probably wasn't as much of a problem before the internet, would you say?
Oh, gosh, no. Yeah, this is a newer thing. And just to give you perspective, things like this have been going on in the music industry, for example. But the book piracy, from what my research tells me, it's half of what you see with music. So it isn't as widespread, but it's gaining a lot of momentum.
Yes, because once something starts that's evil, it just spreads rapidly for some reason. And so it takes a lot more effort with people like you to expose it and provide the information people need to make them aware and maybe try to help themselves, which is really appreciated on this show today.
Oh, well, you're most welcome. And, I figured I might as well really put the PR skills to the test. So I'm actually using everything I learned in PR to help solve this problem. And what happened is I did make a promise to the web hosting company when I actually got them on the phone and I talked to them and I said, I don't know who these people are, but you give them a message from me. And I said, they're messing with the wrong person because I've got a big background in PR, and don't be surprised if you see yourself on the 6 o'clock news. And I hung up, and that's just what happened. But now, on another note that I think is really important, I wanted to mention, why do the pirates offer books for free? Because what's in it for them? Your audience
exactly.
might be wondering.
I was wondering that myself.
Why?
What are they getting out of it?
I mean, they're going to give it for free, so why? They're not charging anything. So
exactly.
What it is what's in it for them? Well, the simple answer is that oftentimes one of these unscrupulous websites will want to collect data on you. And when you go to download the book, you will have to provide personal details, and you might have to give them your credit card information. Since after a free trial, there's a monthly fee maybe. You may be asked to look at ads or take a survey or download something. And another reason is that once you do that, they might give you the quote-unquote gift of a computer virus, and they can engage in IP spoofing, making you think that you're being directed to one website when you're actually being sent somewhere else. And lastly, they may use your book or others as a teaser so that you'll pay them to get their products, and then you'll receive your free books.
Oh, my gosh, what a nightmare.
It isn't what people think necessarily.
Well, that makes me not want to go on any sites.
Well, and something else that I think is a little bit unknown is your audience may not realize that there are actually two kinds of online book piracy. Now, there's one that, and this is what the piracy trace business told me, there's intentional, which is what we're talking about, and then there's unintentional. And
oh, like Hillary. unintentional.
Well, with intentional, the purpose is for mass illegal distribution, But the second type is just a misunderstanding of copyright law. And so the expert at Piracy Trace told me that a lot of teachers think that because they're educators, they are free to give away anything, just as long as it falls within educational purposes. And sometimes bloggers think that if someone sends them a book for review, then there's no harm in giving it away to their readers. So, you know, you have to – what we're mainly talking about here is the intentional kind, when you see a company from another country. And what they get very clever, because a lot of times they say right on their websites, you know, this is copyrighted material, and it's as if they've gotten permission from the author, and they put the cover of your book, and it looks, you know, pretty close to the original. So the thing is, I don't really blame the public, because a lot of times when they're running searches and they see, oh, free book on this, they think that the author has authorized this, and I don't blame them. And then if they go to download and they get a virus or a problem, they're victimized too.
They're victimized, and then the author gets tainted as well, because mm-hmm. now they're like, well, it's her book, and now I got a virus.
Right. And you know,
the fraudulent companies out there aren't getting any slack from anybody, because they're not getting shut down and they're continuing on. So
right.
That's really scary.
Well, it's like what they call a whack-a-mole situation. You know, you put out one fire and another thing can pop up.
Yeah.
And
wow.
And now the thing is, if, let's say, I could give some advice on, you know, what your audience can do if they want to just...
Well, we do have a chat here, and they did ask... Terry, she wants to know, what can you do? What is the most important thing you can do to protect yourself?
Well, the best thing you can do is run regular Google and Bing searches on your book. And you can plug in the title of your book and the words free downloads and the author's name or something similar. And if you see that your book and titles are being offered for free without your knowledge or permission, you know, it's really important to try and stay calm and know that you're not alone. And not only are authors affected and publishers, but, you know, it's the people trying to get them for free, as I say earlier. And
but Rhonda,
so,
it's also a trickle-down effect, too, because it affects the bookstores, too.
It affects everyone. And so a couple of things. You can go to the IPWatchdog.com website and look for the free DMCA takedown letter notice. And you can copy that and then insert your own information where appropriate. And, of course, you want to do the who is search and follow the steps that I had mentioned a little bit earlier. And you want to also notify maybe your social media list, your customers, your friends, whoever is out there, that you did not authorize this book for free, to be given away for free. And obviously, I'm going to continue my media campaign. And, of course, there's companies like PiracyTrace.com, the Muso company, that has actual services in place to help you. And they'll help you with the DMs. The Muso company will help you with the sending out the DMCA takedown notices on your behalf. So,
well, I just met another crusader here, and that's what media call me, is a crusader. So we have another crusader here on a new crusade of book piracy, who's also an author, though, because I did want to mention your book, because we're coming close to the end of our interview. I wanted to mention your Profit and Prosper with Public Relations, Insider Secrets to Make You a Success. And and why don't you tell us about your book and why you wrote your book and what's in your book and why
sure.
should we go out and buy your book?
Sure. Well, actually, the reason for the title is there's the letters PR in the word profit and the letters PR in the word prosper, if you look at it like that. So it's an interesting title, and basically it's kind of the PR 101, or more advanced if you're more advanced. It will tell you everything you need to know to be more knowledgeable about what PR is and how it works and how to do it. Or, you know, if you're working in a company in a PR department and you need a little extra reassurance, or if you want to hire a firm or a freelance person or something, an independent, it gives you all the tools that you need, or just if you want to do it for yourself. There's a lot of good tips and information, and I've put together everything I've ever learned over the last several decades into one book. It's kind of a then and now perspective. I basically wrote it, it was written for when I entered the business and how things were, and then how we've morphed into the new technologies and the social media and all that, because it's really gone through a real evolution.
Yes, I agree with that. And it's really shaken up the publishers and the bookstores, and it's changed a lot of things, you know, and it's still changing and it's still evolving, wouldn't you say?
It is. And I've had to keep up with all the advances in all this technology. When I started, there was a typewriter, liquid whiteout, and some carbon paper. And now we have nothing looks anything like that. Reagan was in the White House.
And what do you do about, what would you suggest to people who have a publisher who never pays them any royalties, but they continue to sell their book online and sell it overseas without their knowledge? What would you say to them?
Wow. Well, you know, I went the self-published route, and I know that publishers, a lot of people get the wrong idea that if they're with a publisher or publishing company, they assume that the publisher or the publishing company will do their marketing, PR, and promotions for them. But it's a real rude awakening that a individual person is expected to do it for themselves. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to these royalties and things, I'm not quite as familiar with that aspect of it. As I say, I'm more of a self-published author, and I belong to a number of independent self-author published type of organizations out there.
So do you think you're going to do a book in the future about, you know, about publishing and how to protect yourself from unscrupulous publishers, perhaps? Because that would be a very interesting book that you might think about.
As a matter of fact, Rose, I recently saw a book on the market, very recent, just came out this year, on this whole online piracy stuff. So that would have been something I might have wanted to do a how-to, or, you know, more involved than what I can say on your show in a few minutes. But, something to think about.
Yeah, I really wish you would think about that, because it is happening. And there are unscrupulous publishers out there who people trust, and only to find out that they're selling tons of books and you're never getting a penny. And so they're in another state, and so it's very difficult to even get anybody in the government to do anything, because you're not, you know, it's not going to make them wealthy, or, you know, so it's, you know, they're not looking at it as something that they want to spend their time on, so they tell you to go get a lawyer. And, of course, that costs money to get a lawyer, because they're out of state, so it's even more expensive. So they almost know like they're protected from the average author, because it would take a lot of money and time to you know, go through the legal process. And so, I really, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well,
maybe you want to do some research on that.
Yes. I very, very much appreciate your bringing this more to my attention. And after hearing a little bit more on this, I'm going to be talking to some of these organizations that I've teamed up with, and also the company that helped me trademark and register and copyright my book, because yes, I think they might have some good perspective, or at least to bring it more to their attention.
Yes, because people need to know more about how to protect their intellectual property, and then they trust these publishers, and all of them are not honest and ethical. And so I think, you know, if you could research more about publishers and possibly put together publishers that you have, you know, possibly done some research and interviews on people who recommend them, that they didn't have a problem, and, you know, so that people, I mean, it's like what I do in the legal system, you know, because people don't have a clue until it's too late.
Absolutely.
And their life's work's out there, and somebody else reaped all the benefits because these people are unethical, and they're there. They're out there. So, I just wanted to throw that out there in case you wanted to write another book.
thank you. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. And, you know, what you said earlier, you mentioned that it took some years to get your own book out, and I know it was a labor of love on my end, too, and it took years. And it's so heartbreaking, and I really feel for your audience and the writers and the publishers, or the legitimate ones, because so much goes into all of this.
Yes, I mean, it really does. Much love and passion and research and editing and, you know, having others read it. Is it okay?
Oh.
Do you like it? And all this other stuff. And people have no clue unless they've actually dedicated their life to doing a project like that. And so now is your time to shine. Unfortunately, we came to the end of our interview, but now is your time to shine, and I want you to give any message you want to our audience about yourself and your book and how to find you on social media or purchase your book.
Sure. Well, I very much appreciate it, and I thank you very much for the interview and for the earlier mentions about my book. There is something I wanted to mention that I didn't have a chance to, and that is that October the 8th, this 2016, is going to be the first annual Author Indie Day, Indie Author Day, and it's something that they haven't done before, and I thought in honor of that, I'd like to stage another Check Your Books campaign for that day or that month or week of October, and I think this would be very, very helpful because I just really believe that we need to keep getting the word out about what this online piracy is. And one thing that I didn't get to mention, statistically speaking, is that a lot of money is being lost on this particular thing. According to the Association of American Publishers, the publishing industry as a whole has lost $80 to $100 million to online piracy annually. From 2009 to 2013, the number of ebook internet piracy alerts that the Authors Guild of America received from their membership had increased by over 300%. During 2014, that number doubled, and in 2016, the numbers are expected to be much higher. So this is a very important cause, and it is affecting so many authors out there, and just about everyone I've ever told to run their searches have discovered, unfortunately, this problem of online book piracy.
Yes, and you have two right here, firsthand experiences, you know, and so, you know, if there's two right here, you and me, you know, there's many, many, many more who are suffering from the same problem, and it is an illegal, it is totally illegal, and these people need to get caught and they need to get shut down. So I'm so glad you're out there exposing it, and maybe one day the government will actually take a look at this and start investigating and shut these people down, because you know it takes people like you and me to talk about these issues that people don't have, that don't think about it or don't have any knowledge
about. Absolutely. And I wanted to lastly mention that if any of your audience would like to let me know their experiences, I'm compiling information, they can go to my website, rondareese.com, rondareesepr.com, and I would be happy to connect with them. I am on Facebook and Twitter at Reese Rhonda, and LinkedIn and those various things, so it would be great to hear from your audience.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Rhonda, and I hope you...
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome, and thank you for being on our show, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll be looking forward to hearing more on your progress on this issue.
You too. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Rhonda Reese has left the building, and I want you to be sure to go to her website if you have any questions about PR or books or book piracy. And or you want to gain knowledge before you publish your book, that's the place to go, rondareesepr.com. And check out her book, too, and get a copy because you're going to get invaluable information. And, you know, that's what we're all about. We're all about empowering you, enlightening you with important information. Her book is Profit and Prosper with Public Relations, insider secrets to make you a success. And we all are striving to be a success. And no matter what field we're in, no matter what profession we choose or we get thrust into, we should always strive to learn as much as we possibly can so we can pass it on to others and share our information and make it a better world. So on that note, we are going to leave Author's Corner